212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Vote for the spirit with which I'm trying to appeal to you. Okay? For once, don't look into how much is the premium and how much is the pledge and what is in it for you. For once, think about what is in it for WBI. This has been Science, Health, and Healing. I'm Dr. Majid Ali. Again, the number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Until you meet again, may you be gracious, graceful, and generous in your spirit. Good night.
African Chorus Ensemble's Celebrate Diversity, Celebrate You Festival will preview on Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. to benefit WBAI, featuring Legacy Women, an all-women group of singers, dancers, and drummers rooted in Afro-Dominican and Afro-Puerto Rican traditions, and Neil O'Leary's percussive Irish music and dance ensemble, and the New York African Chorus Ensemble, directed by Joyce Adewumi. That's Saturday, February 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at Big Road in Chelsea, 235 West 23rd Street, between 7th and 8th Avenues in Manhattan. Suggested admission just $15 to benefit WBAI. No one will be turned away for lack of funds. There'll also be food and lots of space for dancing. For more information, go to bigroadinchelsea.org.
There are many causes of climate chaos, such as the way we use and get energy, and many solutions, such as renewable energy. This Saturday, February 8th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Long Beach Public Library, will be a town meeting with experts and music. Join us Saturday, February 8th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Long Beach Public Library, right near the Long Beach train station on Long Island.
You are tuned to WBAI,
I want my freedom.
New York.
Ah!
99.5 FM.
You gotta get me my freedom!
Streaming on www.wbai.org. Freedom of Speech Radio.
Well, speaking of getting your freedom, I got mine. It's 12 o'clock. Yay! You're tuned to listener-sponsored WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Streaming live at WBAI.org. And as we enter our fourth day of fundraising and our winter fundraising drive, thanks to those of you who have pledged, and please continue to give generously, or we won't make it through the month. And up next, Robert Knight with Earthwatch, followed by Hour of the Wolf at 1:30 with Jim Freund. Please stay tuned.
Good evening. Welcome to Good Night, Pete, a celebration of musician and activist Pete Seeger, who passed away at the age of 94 on January 27th, 2014. That was last Monday. I'm Mary Tilson, host of America's Back 40 on Pacifica Radio, KPFA in Berkeley.
And I'm Robin Pressman from KRCB, a public radio station just a little bit north of here in Santa Rosa. I'm the program director, and for 20 years I've hosted the folk music program Our Roots Are Showing.
Robin and I are here at the Freight and Salvage in downtown Berkeley. The Freight and Salvage is a venerable nonprofit, and they've been presenting traditional music and its natural offshoots for over 45 years. Tonight, the Freight and Salvage opened its doors to the community at large here in the Bay Area.
People have been out in the streets all afternoon getting ready for this. And this event, I have to say, came together in the blink of an eye, in a flash, really. Renee Gaumond, who books the shows at the Freight, had the idea for this tribute. And so she called Holly Near, and together they came up with a list of stellar musicians to be here tonight. So we're really excited tonight. We're going to hear from Ronnie Gilbert. She is here. Ronnie Gilbert from the Weavers. So exciting that she is here. Barbara Dane is here, and Country Joe McDonald, and Randall, Robin Flower, and Barbara Higbee, Roy Zimmerman, the very funny and satiric Roy Zimmerman. So it's going to be a great night of music.
You may be able to hear some of the cheering in the background from the house. The house here at the Freight and Salvage can accommodate about 500 people, and it is packed. The lobby, which can accommodate even more people, is packed. And outside on the street in downtown Berkeley, people are out there. There's hundreds of people out there. They have lit candles, and they're singing Pete Seeger songs, and it's quite a scene in downtown Berkeley tonight.
We've been out there several times over the course of the afternoon, Mary and I. You heard some of the clips of people talking and telling us why they were here. And the line was all the way down to the end of the block, around the corner to the next block. Hundreds of people are here, so excited to be here for this.
And people started lining up around 3 o'clock. When we arrived, there was already a line outside the building, and the Freight didn't let people in until 7 o'clock tonight. So pretty amazing scene right here in Berkeley.
And a song circle going on in the lobby for the longest time. The audience is just happy. I would say everybody is just happy to be here, because we knew that this day was going to come. Obviously, we knew that Pete Seeger wasn't going to be around forever. But when the day happened, when it came, we were shocked. And it's still hard to believe that he's not here with us.
It's true. When I heard about it, a friend of mine called me at work, and I immediately went to Facebook.
Yeah.
And it was this explosion of tributes and stories, and I received a letter from Pete Seeger because he answered every letter he received. And, you know, I heard this song. It was just amazing, the outpouring of love and affection for this man who's really made a difference in all of our lives and our communities.
One of the things that has come through, I think, is how not only did he make a difference, but he lived the life that he wanted to live for his entire life. He never gave up. He never wavered. He had a vision, and he lived it. He was, his grandson, I think, or his granddaughter said he was chopping wood 10 days before he died.
That's the way to go if you can pull it off. I mean, really. I hope I go that way.
I'm here holding a place in line for my mom who can't be here yet. So I'm not actually attending the concert. I'm just waiting online an hour and a half until she gets here at 4:30, and then she'll wait until 8 o'clock to get in.
Well, he's one of my heroes, as I'm sure he's one of everyone's heroes. And it was so sad when he died. I know he was 94, but I thought he would live forever. This has been my music since I was in junior high. And all my musical tastes since then have stemmed from this music.
Tonight here at the Freight and Salvage, we're going to hear from many, many people who spent a lot of time working and singing with Pete, and of course a great audience full of people who sang along with Pete, because one of the things about being in Pete's presence at a concert or even in person is that he was not so much about himself. He was really about passing on this tradition, passing along the songs, and most importantly, getting everybody to sing. That was what he was about.
So do you think there's going to be a sing-along tonight?
I have a feeling that
I think
no one
so too.
The audience is going to get out of here without opening their mouth. So we're going to be joining Holly Near on the stage very shortly. We're very excited.
And as a matter of fact, she's just been introduced.
And here she is walking out on the stage. Holly Near, live at the Freight and Salvage. You can hear the audience.
How exciting. This is terrific. Welcome, and welcome all over the world, because these extraordinary radio stations are sending this out, KPFA and KRCB, to streaming so that people could be listening to this all on the other side of the globe. And so we say hello to them. People who have been taking out their banjos and dusting them off and singing at the top of their lungs. But nothing happens in a vacuum. Pete Seeger came into this world at a very particular time in history. He was alive for 94 years. So many generations had a musical relationship to his ever-growing work. He was educated and impressionable when he met Woody Guthrie in his early 20s, and that set him on a path. Learning the banjo, forming the Almanac Singers, and then the Weavers with Lee Hayes, Fred Hellerman, and one of our guests tonight, Ronnie Gilbert. They had hit records on pop radio with songs like Senna Senna and Lead Belly's Goodnight Irene. Then the House Un-American Activities Committee that came after him. The Weavers reunion concert that just grabbed everybody back and said, we won't stand for this sort of thing, that took place at Carnegie Hall, orchestrated by Harold Levinthal, against all odds. And there wasn't a ticket to be found anywhere. People came from all over the world to that concert. Then this folk revival, the award-winning film, Wasn't That a Time, and thousands of concerts in countries all over the world, on street corners and union halls, concert venues and classrooms, held dear by his wife and amazing Toshi Seeger. And then put to work by folk musician lovers all over the world like you. Tonight, all of you in this room and everyone on the stage, everyone listening to this program on streaming radio, let's all get together and let's sing Pete Seeger on his way. Evie Ladin and Keith Terry and Eric Pearson are going to start us off tonight, but before they do, and as they get set up, I want you to welcome some folks who have been singing longer than most of us in this room have. It's certainly longer than most of us on the stage. Please welcome to the stage to join us for the rest of the evening. They'll be sitting up here, Country Joe McDonald, Barbara Dane, and Ronnie Gilbert. I first met Pete Seeger when I refused to meet him at 3 years old at the Pete Seeger Folk Festival, which became the Croton-on-Hudson Festival that I went to year after year after year, until I wrote my college application essay on my hero, and I was accepted. Well, I've sung this song and I'll sing it again. The place where I lived on a wild, windy plain in a month called April, a county called Gray. And here is what all of the people there say. They sing, so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. This dusty old dust is getting my home. It dusted us under, blocked all the traffic, it blocked out the sun. Straight away home, all the people did run, singing so long. It's been good to know ya, so long. It's been good to know ya, so long. It's been good to know ya. This dusty old dust is getting my home. Dark and they sparked. They hugged and they kissed in that dusty old dark. They sighed and they cried and they hugged and they kissed. But instead of marriage, they were talking like this. They said, so long, it's been good to know you. So long.
jumped off the wall. And that was the preacher, he's making his call. He said, kind friends, this may be the end. You have your last chance at salvation from sin. Well, the churches were jammed, the churches were packed. But that dusty old storm, it blew so black that the preacher could not read a word of his text. So he folded his specs, picked up a collection, saying, so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. This dusty old dust is getting my home. And I've gotta be drifting along. Get my home, and I've got to be drifting along.
Oh, fun. I love that song. Thank you.
I got it.
Evie Ladin, that was great. Please welcome Roy Zimmerman, Joel Raphael, and Evie yet again.
Betty, you're going to know all these songs tonight, and this is one that this is in your blood. This song is in your blood. So if you do not sing along by the second syllable, there is something, I don't know, un-American about that. Here we go. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer on danger, I'd hammer on warning. I'd hammer on love between my friend and my
a song. I sing it in the morning. I sing it in the evening. All over this land. I sing out danger. I sing out warning. I sing the love between brothers and sisters. All over this land.
Well, I got a hammer.
Join me on this next song. Barbara Higbee. Yeah. Vicki Randall. Shelley Doughty. Lichi Fuentes. And Tanya Torres. And of course, starring all of you. One blue sky above us.
Salvage, Holly Near with Barbara Higby, Vicki Randall, Shelley Doty.
Please welcome a man who, during the protest of the U.S. war against Indochina, wrote the great anti-war song, Feeling Like I'm Fixin' to Die, Ray Kendry Joe McDonald.
Thank you. I'd like to do a couple a cappella ditties, so one a little disturbing and one sentimental. This is called Gunshot Wound. Gunshot wound, gunshot wound. Mama got, daddy got, baby got too. Everybody got a gunshot wound. Gunshot wound, gunshot wound. Sister got, brother got, baby got too. Everybody got a gunshot wound. Everybody got a gunshot wound. Now I'd like to do a little song I wrote for my mother when she passed away. It's called Carry On. I'd like to sing it for Pete and my mother. Today, a couple of good American communists. Oh, when our struggle's over and we all are free, when the new day's dawn and think of me, it's been a long time coming, but I won't be there. When you see the sunrise and think of me, oh, think of me and carry on. Oh, think of me and carry on. And when the storm clouds gather and you've lost your way, when you need a hand to help you, think of me. And though you may grow weary from your work each day, when you need a hand to help you, think of me. Oh, think of me and carry on. Oh, think of me and carry on. And carry on.
civil rights movement, she took her music to the freedom schools of rural Mississippi and then right up to the gates of military bases protesting the war against Vietnam. She supported cross-cultural relations with artists in Cuba. Please welcome Barbara Dane with Johnny Harper.
You know, this is a song that Pete wrote a long time ago, and it isn't very well known, so I thought I'd bring it out here. He actually, truth be told, he calmed it down a little bit about 20 or 30 years after he first wrote it, but I sing the original. As the sun rose on the rim of eastern sky, and the one world that we know is trying to die, we say, stand and sing out, Deo. Your child may be the one to exclaim, the emperor's naked today. For winds that blow 4,000 tongues with a word survive. For millions of souls striving today just to stay alive. We say, stand and sing out for a brand new day. Oh, why don't we be the ones to exclaim, the emperor's naked today. Rich men have failed, their power has failed with paper and gold. But comrade, friend, may yet be a word where slaves were sold. We say, stand and sing out for a brand new day. Oh, why don't we be the ones to exclaim, the system is naked today. Oh. No dough, and the butter don't answer the bell no more, cause we're rolling to a new world. This is your part now. Rolling to a new world now, and the signs all run, the people's time has come, we're rolling to a new world now. Old man, how's it gonna look when your name goes history book, like a two-bit hustler and a no-good crook, cause we've rolled into a new world now, yeah, rolled into a new world now, and the signs all run, the people's time has come, rolled into a new world now. I say we're through with your wars, we're sick of your slums, won't dance your tunes, won't march to your guns, but we're taking care of business till the great day comes. We're rolling to a new world now. Marching through the star sky, not afraid to fight, we're not afraid to die. When you hear us call together in one big cry, and we're rolling to a new world now. Yes, yeah, sing it.
Listening to a tribute to Pete Seeger live from the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, California, a co-production of KPFA, KPFK, and KRCB.
So moved to be up here with all this history in the folk music world. You know, it's just spectacular. As they're setting up next, in 1984, Pete Seeger, Ronnie Gilbert, Arlo Guthrie, and I did a tour. And in fact, one of the concerts was here at the Greek Theater in Berkeley, California. And a record was made called Harp. Pete did some amazing work on this recording, including a tribute to Victor Jara. And the cover photo of that CD was done by Rene Gaumond, who is here at the Freight. He's part of the staff here. So I just wanted to do a shout out to her for that great photo. And we didn't have time to go and get all the recordings that Pete has ever made because this was put together in such a short amount of time. But the Harp recording is out there, as well as some CDs by other artists who are performing. Feel free to take a look at them as you go out. And please continue to support all the wonderful work of these artists and artists around the world. Buy their CDs, go to their concerts, help fund their work, give them frequent flyer miles. Whatever it is that you can do to help them go out into the world and serve community. I want to take just a moment here to remember some of the great folks in community that we've lost recently. John Fromer. Faith Petrick. Only a few days ago, Gwen Avery. Odetta. Mary Travers. Doc Watson. Our dear, beautiful Rafael Manriquez, Gil Scott-Heron, Dave Von Ronk, and the list goes on, and you can call out in your own heart the one you miss the most. But the great thing about music is even though the body leaves, the song remains. Please welcome from Puerto Rico, France, and Chile, all in the house, Madalena Zayas, Denise Schmidt, and Fenya Torres.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to see you all here, and I want to thank especially our hostess, whose name in Spanish is Bendita Cercanía, para aquellos que hablan español. There was not a war of the face of war, the face of colonialism. Pete Seeger was really important for us Latin Americans. He showed us the true face of the American people. Peace, solidarity, and songs. So this is for El Viejo Pete.
To divine beauty and light without losing perspective. To be with you without losing the spirit of nostalgia. To discover that life goes on without asking for anything in return. To consider that life is beautiful and it is free. All I need is you, Pete, with your light colored eyes. Que estoy vivo en medio de tantos puertos.
razón de vivir mi vida.
This has been a singing buddy of mine, someone who I loved from the time I was a little girl, because I went to a little tiny school and they had this idea that girls were supposed to sing with little voices. And it was really important to hear people like Judy Henske and women who were belting out. And one of the ones that gave me full permission is our next guest. Please welcome Ronnie Gilbert.
A world without Pete Seeger? How is that possible? And yet I can't mourn. Pete's grandson says that Pete was chopping wood 8 or 10 days before he had to go in the hospital. And as far as I can tell, he wasn't there very long. He was there maybe a week, 10 days or so before he died. Well, it's a good thing, because Pete would never be able to put up with being debilitated in any way. And I live where people have to live with that all through their lives. I do too. But Pete, if Pete had to do that, it would be like being in a chain gang for him. And so he escaped the chain gang. And that reminds me of a song that Judy Ledbetter taught him, and she taught, and he taught us. And that was about escaping from a chain gang. And it goes, take this hammer, carry to the captain. Take this hammer, carry to the captain. Take this hammer, carry to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? Tell him I was flying. Tell him I was flying. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land where I'm bound. Sing it with me. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land where I'm bound. They'll be singing in that land. They'll be singing in that land. They'll be singing in that land where I'm bound. He'll be singing in that land. He'll be singing in that land. He'll be singing in that land where I'm bound. Peace and justice in that land. Peace and justice in that land. Peace and justice in that land where I'm bound. Peace and justice in that land. Peace and justice in that land. No tea parties in that land when I'm gone. So come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land where I'm bound. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land where I'm bound.
A full voice, Ronnie Gilbert on stage at the Freight and Salvage. We are live. This is a co-production of KPFA in Berkeley and KRCB in Santa Rosa. Good night, Pete. A celebration of the music, life, and activism of Pete Seeger. Ronnie Gilbert. Here's Holly Muir.
There are older versions of this next song that we're going to do, but this one is based on a Cuban poet, an independence hero, Jose Martí. And it was adapted by Julian Orbon. This is the version used by Pete Seeger as the basis of his reworked version, which he based on a performance of a song by Hector Angulo. Seeger combined Martí's verses with the tune and with the intention that it be used by peace movement at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. So being led by Lichi Fuentes and Fenya Torres, please, everybody come on stage and enjoy. And sing with us, Guantanamera. Celebrate this. I can celebrate part of it, but not the big picture of it, and I know she'd agree with me. The first and only female to ever play in the Tonight Show band. We are so lucky to have this extraordinary musician in our midst, and I hope that someday half the band will be women, but until then, we're really proud that she started it off and got that gig. Vicki Randall.
I'm playing with Mavis Staples now. I have been for about 3.5 years, which is a singular honor, and it's where I'm learning the history that I didn't live through. I'm just a tiny bit behind some of these people. Just a little bit. But she taught me this song. We do it we do it on the occasion. And I was wondering if maybe you could throw me out some words about something that you're not going to let stop you right now. Ha ha ha, that's a good one. Oh my goodness. And could you call them out legibly or coherently, or we'll make it up as we go along.
Vicki Randall. And are you having a good time? And those of you who are outside, are you having a good time? You'll be the only ones that are going to hear your response, but you know, you'll hear it yourselves. They're all going, yay, 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 out on the street. Okay. We are thinking about you. Because you're having a really different kind of party, and I kind of want to be there. I got so many emails and Facebook greetings when this word went out that we were doing this, and many from the Chilean community, from Peña's brother Osvaldo Torres, from Patricio Wang from Quilapayún, checking in from Europe, And we got regards from back east, Emma's Revolution, giving us a call. Pat Humphreys was with the family, with Pete right up there to the end and with them still. Jazz singer Rhiannon, Terry Garthway, Judy Fail, lots of people saying, wish we could be there, wish we could be there. And so they are in spirit. You may know her from the great Solidarity Ensemble Grupo Raíz, or as the director of La Peña's Community Chorus, founded in 1978 by Chilean refugees and community supporters to sing Nueva Canción. Please welcome Lichi Fuentes.
A song, gracias, muchas gracias. We owe the Chilean people, we owe a lot to Pete Seeger, as we owe a lot to all of you here in Berkeley, and all the people that opened their arms when we came here, taught us how to speak English, and taught us your songs. So we are indebted to you and to Pete Seeger. My students today sing If I Had a Hammer, and I know what it means. So it's like, because I sang that song back in Chile, but I didn't know what it meant in those days. You know, we sang the music. So thank you, Pete Seeger, for leaving this wonderful sisterhood, brotherhood to all of us. And thank you, Berkeley, and thank you, all you wonderful singers, for singing all together, which makes the big difference. I'm going to sing a song by Victor Jara, which is our Pete Seeger in Chile. And if you know the song, if you know a little bit of the song, please sing with me, El Arao.
The plow. I grip the plow tightly, and I sink it into the earth, as I have been doing for years, working so many years. Why does the plow not get tired? The butterflies soar and the crickets sing. My skin grows dark under the sun. As it shines on and on and on, sweat trickles in furrows down my skin as I dig furrows into the earth without end. I hold tightly to hope while thinking of my other star. And she tells me it's never too late, and the dove shall continue to fly. And in the evenings when I return, a star appears on the horizon, and she tells me it's never too late. The dove shall fly, fly, fly. Much like a yoke held tightly, I hold my hand in a fist ready, because everything will change.
Aprieto firme mi mano y hundo el arado en la tierra. Hace años que llevo en ella. ¿Cómo no estar agotado? Aprieto firme mi mano y hundo el arado en la tierra. Hace años que llevo en
el sudor de la tesura.
nunca es tarde, me dice ella. La paloma volará. Vuela mariposa, canta el grillo, la piel se me pone negra y el sol brilla, brilla, brilla. Y en la tarde cuando vuelvo, en el cielo apareciendo una estrella. Nunca es tarde, me dice ella, la paloma volará, volará, volará. Como yugo de apreta, tengo el puño esperanzao, porque todo cambiará.
Live from the Freight and Salvage, a celebration of Pete Seeger. On KPFA, KPFB Berkeley, KFCF Fresno, KPFA.org, KPFK Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, Ridgecrest, China Lake, KPFK.org, KRCB Windsor, Santa Rosa.
I love your music. It's so beautiful. Oh, okay. Thanks for leading the song circle out in the lobby, Jerry Tenney. That was great. So Jerry Tenney and Leslie Tenney, you're going to come out and do our next song first. Come on up and get set up. And
we're set up.
You're all set and ready to go?
Okay. All I have to do is get up.
Just the... it's all there, but the... that... Rafael Manriquez sang that song at our wedding. El Arado, so it's... feels good that to follow that, although.
So this song is a partisan song from the last war that our country was involved in that was not a war of choice.
It's a song about Witke Kempner, who was a Jewish partisan in Vilna, in the woods outside of Vilna. And it was a true story written by a man named Hirsch Glick, who also was a Yiddish partisan in Vilna, from Vilna. Wrote also, Zognit Kemel as du gehst im letzten Weg. But this is Still die Nacht, ist euch gestanden. And it's about a partisan woman who learns how to fire a rifle and destroys the enemy caravan and crawls out of the woods. I'll say the last verse. At dawn, creeping out of the woods, with her hair garlanded with snow, encouraged by our small victory for our new and free generation. And Pete, the connection, thank you. There's my one half of my brain. And when I had did the Gershon Yankel show, my Jewish klezmer show, I was looking for people who weren't Jewish who did Yiddish songs. Of any kind. And at that point, this is before it got cool. So there was only two people. One was Paul Robeson, you can see by my t-shirt. And the other was Pete Seeger. So, and he has a version of this playing the Khalil, and it goes something like this. I'm not gonna play.
That's just for the note. He's just gonna hug it.
Still die Nacht ist euch gesternt und der Frost hat stark gebrennt. Sie gedenkst du, wie ich hab dich gelernt. Halten a Speier in die Hand. Sie gedenkst du, wie ich hab dich gelernt. Halten a Speier in die Hand. Amoi, a Pelzel und a Beret. Und halt in Hand fest an Adan.
amoid mita sametenim ponim, hit up them soinus caravan. Amoid mita sametenim ponim, hit up them soinus caravan. Get sealed, geschossen und getroffen. Hot ihr kleinen Kerpistoil, an Otto Flinken mitwaffen. Verhalten hot sie mit ein Keul, an Otto Flinken mitwaffen. Verhalten hat sie mit ein Keul, Vertrag von Walderois gekrochen, mit Schnee gelanden auf die Hor, gemutig und Klinker nicht sochen, vor unser neuen freien Dor. Gemutig von kleinen Kernitzachen, war unser neuen freien Dor.
Terry Tenney, Leslie Tenney. So I am very thrilled to say that a next generation of a woman that we've heard these songs of Melvina Reynolds for so long, and Pete loved them and sang them, and how lucky we are to have Nancy Schimmel here tonight.
My mother and Pete wrote songs together, not together in the same room, together on opposite sides of the continent, and they did it by U.S. mail. Back in the, send him lyrics, and he would send her a tape. And the tape would always begin, she would play it for me when I went to visit. Here's Pete's latest tape. And it would say, "Hi, Mal, this is Pete." And the "this is Pete" was so unnecessary, because by the "hi," you knew that voice. This is a song of hers that he recorded on an album called God Bless the Grass, which was taken from a title from one of her songs, an environmental album. Although God Bless the Grass is not about grass. That's a metaphor. It's not about either kind of grass. It's about truth, and she actually wrote it. You mentioned Mark Lane. She wrote it after she had read Mark Lane's writing about the cover-ups in the Kennedy assassination. So it's about truth. This one, however, is about a water shortage. Sound familiar? Was occurring in New York City when she was there visiting in 1959, and she was staying in a place where the faucet dripped. So if you know the chorus, please join in, and if you don't know the chorus, please join in. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. You can't ask the landlord to put in a washer. He'd rather you'd move than to put in a washer. The faucets are dripping, they sound in my ears. The tap in the bathroom has been running for years. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. My favorite verse. There's a wild streak of green in the sink in the kitchen. It comes from the rill trickling out of the plumbing. The streams from the mountains, the pools from the lea, all run from my faucet and down to the sea. washer. You can't ask the landlord to mend the old stairs. He takes in the rent and he lives in Miami, where faucets don't drip and there's sun everywhere. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping and are dripping. The landlord's content with every new tenant. He raises the rent. The buildings can crumble, the tenants can cry. There's a shortage of housing. You live there or die. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's dry. Centers. It's sure work in hell on the low-income renters. They're jammed into rooms with the rat and the fly, where the faucets all drip and the floors never dry. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir is drying because it's supplying.
From the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, it's Goodnight Pete, a celebration of the music, life, and activism of Pete Seeger. I'm Robin Pressman from KRCB.
And I'm Mary Tilson from KPFA.
Terribly Melvina, right? It's just so her, so lovely Melvina. Well, we wanted to put in a few more stories as well as the songs, and I want to introduce a friend of the Seeger family who lives up north of here, and has also been playing the acoustic bass and will continue to throughout the night. Bill Amantique, please join us.
Thank you, Holly. And before we go any further, would you all please join me in thanking Holly for putting together this evening? Central to Pete Seeger's philosophy, to his ideology, was peace. Peace between the nations of the world, peace between political adversaries, peace and love between all his brothers and his sisters all over the world. And the road to peace, Pete preached, was simply through people who disagreed, sitting down and talking. So, on April 30th, 2008, my wife and I ferried to San Francisco's Embarcadero to witness the unveiling of a memorial to the veterans of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. The 2,800 American men and women who fought in the Spanish Civil War against the junta and for the legally elected government. Yeah. And wasn't that a time? The MC, Peter Carroll, head of the Abraham Lincoln Brigades, started the event off by introducing the 9 veterans who were there. Well, at that date, only 29 veterans of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade lived, so it felt like a very special occasion to have 9 of them there, and also like the end of an era. And then he introduced the dignitaries who had gathered for the event. There was Gavin Newsom, then San Francisco's mayor. There was the head of the Arts Council. He introduced him. Spain's ambassador to America was there. He introduced him. And then he introduced San Francisco's official, unofficial chief protocol officer, and her name was Charlotte Schultz. It's Charlotte's job to appear at events such as this. And then he introduced Charlotte's husband, George Schultz. George, of course, was Ronald Reagan's Secretary of State. He was President Bush's, George H. Bush's chief economic advisor, a hard right-wing American political conservative, right? He introduced him to the crowd, I am very pleased to report, to a loud, long, heartfelt boo! As the boos were about to die down to nothing, we heard a man's voice from the back of the crowd, very loud, very clear, yell out, "Murderer!" Ooh, we all turned around to see, well, who was this? It was a dock worker, a burly dock worker, his thick arms folded across his barrel chest, leading with his chin. No one was going to mess with this guy. The master of ceremonies cleared his throat. We returned our attention to him at the podium, and the event continued. I went home late that afternoon and wrote up this unveiling as a three-page story and sent it to some family members and to some friends, including Pete Seeger. 3 days later, the phone rang. Hello? It was God calling. Hello, this is Pete Seeger. His voice rang out. Now, my family has known Pete and his family all our lives. He has sung in my father's home many, many times, but he had never called me on the phone. So I sat down immediately. Pete was calling to say, say thank you for my having sent him the story. I think it was an event that he would have loved to have attended, an event the likes of which we'll never see again. And he thanked me for the two photos that I sent him of an old friend who was there that day at the unveiling, Faith Petrick. She passed away just a month or two ago, and they had a very beautiful event for her right here at the Freight. And then, quite suddenly, Pete turned the subject. He said, "If I had been there when that man had shouted murderer at Schultz, I would have walked right over to him, looked him right in the eyes, and said, 'We're all murderers. What we've got to do is sit down and start talking about our differences.'" Thank you.
Thanks. Well, in the tradition of folk music, it's hard to get through a night without something going on that has Woody Guthrie attached to it. And I don't know exactly what Joel is going to sing, but I know that he's very connected to the Woody Guthrie repertoire and has been a performer at the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival every year since its inception. So whether we hear a Woody song or not, it's really great to know that he's out there keeping the Woody Guthrie tradition alive. Please welcome Joel Raphael.
Oh, thank you, Holly. It's such a pleasure to be here. You know, Pete got the job done. He had a long life, and he had a job to do, and he actually got his work finished. I mean, we're still hearing about a couple of fans that got letters a couple days after he died. So, I mean, it's just so cool. He really got the work done. He learned all those songs from Woody Guthrie. He gave us those great anthems to get us through the rough times. And then he taught us all how to sing them. So his work's finished. And now it's up to us. Right? I mean, left.
Artists who are joining us are known as Celtic Americana, as well as teachers, songwriters, performers, feminists, peace activists, and dear friends, Libby McLaren and Robin Flower.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
What a night, huh?
Whoa. Okay. All right, then.
First time we met Pete.
Not this Pete.
This Pete, who's equally as wonderful.
Of course.
The grand Pete. we were doing a pumpkin sale on the Hudson River. That's where they put about 3 billion, I exaggerate, 2 billion, actually, pumpkins on a boat. And then sail looped the Clearwater. And it was so much fun. We got to be part of the crew. And one thing I remember, the first time I saw Pete was he was walking around this festival ground picking up garbage. I said, that's the band for me. Okay, so we're into a song that was actually written by Woody Guthrie, but I went online and found a really great version of Pete doing the song. And what I loved about his version especially was the starkness of it all. Because some songs shouldn't have a lot going on. Just the darkness. So this is a Woody Guthrie song that Pete sang, and this is Pastures of Plenty. Great songs.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands have hoed. My poor feet have traveled a hard and dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your deserts was hot. And your mountains, they was cold. I worked in your church of peaches and prunes. Slept on the ground in the light of the moon. At the edge of the city, you'll see us and them. We come. We're gone, we're going.
California, Arizona, I've picked up all your crops. Then it's north on up to Oregon to gather up your hops. Dig the beets from the ground, pick the grapes from your vine. To sit upon your table, your hot sparkling wine. Pastures of plenty from high desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Every state in the Union, us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Hard road.
I worked in your
California, Arizona. The pastures of plenty must always be free.
You're listening to a party live from the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. Goodbye, Pete. A remembrance of Pete Seeger on KPFA, KPFK, and KRCB. I'm Mary Tilson.
I'm Robin Pressman. And is a party, Mary. There are hundreds of people out in the street where the street is closed in front of the Freight and Salvage tonight. People are dancing in the lobby.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. This morning, a recorded edition of the program, featuring a reading held only last night at the New York Review of Science Fiction Readings, featuring Nancy Hightower and D.T. Friedman. Well, I had very definite plans for tonight's show, the idea being that I was not going to do just a Pete Seeger special, because thankfully everybody at the station, almost everybody, has been doing their part, their bit. And I do have some Pete Seeger stories to tell and all that. But what the remembrance of Seeger's life has done for me personally is, A, it reminded me of a few incidents, which I will get into, and B, what the village scene was like in the late 60s, early 70s. I was even there in the early 60s, but not at an age where I could truly appreciate it. And having recently seen a wonderful documentary that's available on Netflix about Greenwich Village folk music, as well as the somewhat controversial movie Inside Llewyn Davis, which actually I did like quite a bit, I just don't see it as a representation of what the scene was supposed to be like. That's merely a setting. But we'll get into that. Okay. The point is, I was going to do an all-folky show, which would also provide a good premise for asking for money from you. The idea of this particular fund drive being that the program is the premium. Well, that is a concept that I have always appreciated, and I am pleased that we are able to do it. But to do the folky show that I had in mind, it needs to be freeform. I need to be at the station with various resources available. I'm very sorry that I don't have reel-to-reel tape recorder available, because there are some old-style recordings that I have that I would like to employ, and turntable, etc., etc. But I do have virtually unlimited access to music digitally, and yes, legally, and want to, well, do that live, do that freeform, the way that late night radio tends to be here at WBAI. So we're swapping around. I am intending to do that program next week, where theoretically I'll be able to get up to CCNY. And this week, well, we had an event last night at the New York Review of Science Fiction Readings. And when I say last night, by the way, I mean Tuesday night, February 4th. If you're in New York and you're hearing this live, it was Thursday. It was Tuesday. Today is Thursday. But it depends. Yeah, you might be listening to this on-demand stream. So it could be a couple of weeks ago. At any rate, we had Nancy Hightower and D.T. Friedman, both people who have been on the show in the last 3 months, Nancy just last week, and Danielle Friedman, doctors both, by the way, were drawing a tremendous crowd. It was wonderful. We had somewhere over 60 people show up in weather that, well, actually the weather was fine, but it was threatening. It was threatening weather. And we had all these celebrities in the audience. I mean, people showing up from San Francisco. Charlie Jane Anders, who read for us a couple of years ago and is chief writer and I believe one of the editors at IO9 magazine, and people from any number of publishing companies, some literary agents. It was cool. We had a great time, and it was a great evening, and I thought, why not broadcast that tonight? Broadcasting readings that I produce or that other people produce and I record has always been a part of Hour of the Wolf. The reading series that I'm currently running, it has been running for 23 years, the KGB reading series for something like 12 or 13 years. and sometimes we broadcast entire events. Sometimes we broadcast, you know, one reader or another along with an interview. But last night's reading was so cool and so good that I thought I would bring you the entire thing. But not without cost. What does that cost? Oh, well, that's up to you. I suggest $25. Become a subscriber to WBAI. I mean, here's the deal and here's the idea. The program is the premium. I'm giving you the program and I'm asking you pay for it. It's not just WBAI, although that's ultimately where the money goes, WBAI and Pacifica Radio, but it's for the radio station that allows programming like this. If you tune in some other non-commercial radio in New York City, you might hear a produced program of selected shorts, and that is a fine, fine, fine series. Don't get me wrong. But it's a different kind of a thing, and it happens a few times a year. I think it's 13 episodes a year or something like that. We do this here on Hour of the Wolf every week. Simon Locally reads you story and deals with literary issues every week. Max Schmidt brings you radio drama every week. And this is what makes WBAI special. And we're not the only one in Pacifica Radio. We have four other stations. I believe at least one other does similar literary kind of programming regularly. There's Destinies, which is at a college station that a few people here at BAI, including Lister, who will be coming up at 3 o'clock, is affiliated with. That's WUSB, and Howard does. Although they tend not to do readings. That's an interview show. And there are some podcasts, one of which, by the way, I now host. I host, don't produce, but I host the Lightspeed Magazine podcast. At any rate, the point is, for radio, this is it. Complete stories, uninterrupted, commercial-free, as they say on one of my favorite TV stations, uninterrupted and commercial-free. And a major difference, we have the writer doing the reading. At most places, including selected shorts, they have professional, I would call them readers, but the parlance today is narrators. And that is not the specialty that I bring you. I bring you the writer's voice. I bring you the writers to talk about their work, read you their work, and then, time permitting, we take phone calls. And then I go out and I record events such as the one that you're going to be hearing very shortly. It's the writer's voice. It's science fiction, speculative fiction, fantasy, call it what you will. It's imaginative literature read to you by the people whose imaginations are being shared. And you can imagine that the radio station that provides the forum for this is therefore in and of itself a bit of a special place. And I don't think I need to tell you that it is very, very endangered. We're not talking about crisis mode. WBAI has been in crisis mode since the day I started volunteering for WBAI, which was in the middle of 1967. This is near extinction. Even should Pacifica survive, there will still be a question, an issue of WBAI and various different options, what will be done, what can be done, because we are Pacifica's most valuable asset. And as such, we are considered a key player to their survival. And that means things. We need to prove, as we have proved in the last fundraising drive, that listener sponsorship works and that WBAI works and that we are more valuable to Pacifica as a part of Pacifica, run by ourselves, than any other configuration. There are, by the way, other configurations that don't sound horrible, I must say. But boy, would they be radically different. And there are a few things here worth saving. A few. Well, two anyway. No, there's more. But the idea is that it's incumbent on you to make a phone call or visit a website and donate money. $25 is the recommended price to become a subscriber for WBAI. It's also the minimum price. You want to give more, please don't let me stop you. But make a phone call now. 212-209-2950. Again, in New York City, 212-209-2950 is the number to call. If you would rather do it online, you can go to WBAI.org and follow the links there to donate. And be sure when you say, what is your favorite show? Well, it's called Hour of the Wolf. But you knew that already, didn't you? There's another website. It's GIVE2. That's the numeral 2, WBAI.org. But you know what? It's a lot easier to just go to WBAI.org and follow the links. That's what I recommend. And